Welcome to the Vending Technology Podcast on bill recyclers in vending. We're here again with Mike Bunt, the General Manager of Corporate Marketing Equipment for Buffalo Rock, a Pepsi bottler and vending operator based in Birmingham, Alabama, with operations throughout the Southeast. In our previous discussions, we've talked about the benefits that recyclers bring to the vending operation, and we even got into talking about what types of locations work best for recycling. Today, I want to talk a little bit about return on investment, a big concern that vending operators have when they bring in new retrofit equipment. Mike, what is the return on investment when you install a recycler?
Oh, it's less than a year easy. Less than a year easy. We've been able to gain accounts by using these as a sales tool. We've been able to keep accounts by going in there and, you know, presenting them with the new technology. And, you know, overall, if you look at it, you got to have a validator and a changer on the machines anyway. So the cost of the recycler is minuscule compared to the machine, the changer, and the validator to start with. The piece we like about it, the MEI piece, is the fact that we can, you know, move the recycler component around if it doesn't pay off or if we want to add to one, you know, we just move the component. And you don't have to buy a whole new changer or validator.
Okay. Now, have you been able to notice any change in the number of multiple vends because of the recycler?
No, not necessarily. It's still, standard type vending, one item.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And why do you think, our State of the Industry report has indicated there's been some increase in the use of these, but why do you think more operators aren't investing in them?
Well, I think it's just like anything. The economy's down, and I just feel that, people are looking and saying, okay, the recycler, if you buy a changer and a validator / recycler all together, it's X amount. But I think if people would really break it down and say, well, okay, I still got to have a changer and validator anyway. And if you look at just the cost of the recycling component, it's not that bad.
Uh-huh.
Quite honestly, we have some divisions that have really embraced it. And we have some that still, are saying, well, do we really have to have it? Overall, every division we have has several of them out, anywhere from 300 down to 100. But you just, it's a mindset.
Okay. Now, a lot of people think that one reason it has not taken off is because a lot of I shouldn't say it has not taken off, but it hasn't grown faster, possibly because a lot of operators are thinking, well, they're going to have to be investing in cashless technology in the near future. So when that happens, they're not going to need recycler. How do you feel about that?
Well, I'll be honest with you. We've looked at that, and we're in cashless. And, again, all articles I've read, everything, even from all the players in the cashless program, realistically, 10% of the placed equipment in the trade could justify a cashless reader. Well, if you look at it, every machine in the trade justifies accepting money. So if you're going to look at where you're going to focus your capital dollars, I would look at it and say, okay, every machine we have in the trade takes money. So let's do what we can to take more of the people's money, when they come up to the machine and give them a good feeling when they walk up there and all they have is a 5 or a 10, they can still buy our product. To me, I think down the road, the recyclers are going to be just like LED lighting. If you stop and think about it, when LED first came out, it was all that's neat and wonderful. Now it's sort of become the standard. And I just think that down the road, as the prices continue to go up, you're going to see more and more people migrate to the recycler just as a standard item, just like a validator. When validators first came out, they were targeted towards, high-profile accounts, high-volume accounts. Now there's not a machine in the industry that goes out that doesn't have a validator on it.
Uh-huh. Okay. Plus, today you can get equipment that contains the recycler with cashless reader, correct?
Oh, absolutely. You know, with what we're using, you know, the MEI piece, we're actually doing that in several accounts. We're actually taking cashless and ones and fives and tens on the same unit. So it's not like it's a totally different, you know, piece of equipment. We just adapted it to take the cashless also.
Okay. And in those situations, can you say what kind of sales lift you see when you have both recycling and cashless together?
Well, you know, the credit card piece is coming along, but again, the usage of, you know, higher denomination bills is still outpacing the credit card frequency.
Uh-huh. Okay.
You know, in the accounts where we have all of it together.
Okay. All right. Well, I think I've pretty much come to the end of the questions I have, Mike. Is there anything else about recycling you think is important to point out?
Well, I just, you know, for us, you know, at Buffalo Rock personally, you know, it was a struggle, if you will, getting people to change their mindset. And the divisions that have, you know, are really, when we go in with a bank of equipment now, and let's just say you got six pieces of equipment between snacks and drinks, probably 50% of them is going to have recyclers on them. And it's just a way of doing business for us now.